If you've been to campaign rallies, you know part of the fun is rocking out to music before or after a candidate is on stage. Well, turns out this practice can get presidential candidates sued by, you guessed it, musicians. Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich have both been asked to stop using popular songs at their rallies. With that in mind, NPR's Joel Rose offered to give us a primer on music and copyright law. Political operatives, listen up.
Rule number one, know your venue. Where you play a song can matter as much as what you play.
Fellow conservatives, please give a warm welcome to my friend and the 58th Speaker of the House of Representatives, Newt and Calista Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich's campaign is being sued for copyright infringement by a member of the band Survivor for using the song Eye of the Tiger at campaign events without permission, including this 2011 appearance at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington.
Rising up!
Copyright experts say you don't have to ask an artist's permission to play a popular song at your rallies, as long as the venue where you play it has what's known as a blanket license from the performing rights organizations known as ASCAP and BMI. Peter DeCola teaches law at Northwestern University. He says most public venues do have those licenses, but small or unconventional venues may not, including a few that are mentioned by name in the Survivor lawsuit.
The complaint is very cleverly written, actually. The venues that they mention Gingrich using the song include a moose lodge and an excavation plant. And those are public places that might not, as a matter of course, acquire blanket licenses.
If the venue does not have a license with BMI and ASCAP, then the campaign has to negotiate its own. Which brings us to rule number two. Sometimes you have to ask for permission. This is especially true if you want to use a song in a television commercial. In that case, you have to pay royalties to the songwriter and to whoever owns the sound recording, usually a record label. Lawrence Iser is an entertainment lawyer in Los Angeles.
Just as if you were making commercials for any product you can think of. If you wanted to put that onto television, you want to put up commercials on YouTube, you want to make any kind of audio video work that contains music, you do need to have licenses or you do need to have permission.
Iser should know. He represents Jackson Brown, who sued the Ohio Republican Party for using the song Running on Empty in a campaign ad for John McCain 4 years ago. Iser also represents David Byrne. The one-time singer of Talking Heads sued former Florida Governor Charlie Crist for using this song in an ad for Crist's Senate campaign. Both the Brown and Byrne cases settled for undisclosed amounts, and Crist was forced to post a videotaped apology on YouTube.
I sincerely apologize to David Byrne for using his famous song and his unique voice in my campaign advertisement without his permission.
That brings us to rule number three, know when to fold 'em. Even if your campaign is sure its venues have the proper licenses and you're not using any copyrighted material without permission on TV, your candidate can still wind up in hot water.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a wave and flag.
The singer Kanan invoked trademark law when he asked Mitt Romney's campaign to stop using the song Wave and Flag at Romney's events. Basically, law professor Peter DeCola says Kanan argued that Romney was hurting the musician's brand.
The heart of trademark is supposed to be consumer confusion. The idea would be that fans or listeners or just the general public would be confused that Kanan was, you know, endorsing Mitt Romney. And he described his fans complaining on blogs about, you know, why did he give a license to Romney and why would he give permission?
Some of these artists' claims may not have much legal merit, says Sherwin C., an expert on copyright law at the nonprofit Public Knowledge in Washington, D.C.
They're just throwing that out there to make a statement and to say, by the way, this music that they're trying to use as the soundtrack to their campaign, the musician doesn't support it.
But no matter how flimsy the legal case, C. says it often makes sense for a political campaign to back down anyway.
The optics of it are so bad that there's really not much point in continuing to use a piece of music when the musicians really don't want you to.
That seems to be the conclusion Mitt Romney's handlers reached. While campaign officials said they were legally entitled to use Wave and Flag, they said they'd stop doing so out of respect for the artist. Some Republicans have complained that musicians seem to be singling them out. But the soul duo Sam and Dave did send a cease and desist letter 4 years ago to Barack Obama's campaign, demanding that the Democrat stop using the song Hold On, I'm Coming during his first run for the White House. Joel Rose, NPR News.